Amuna tira vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jasoda Nandana Brajanjana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Brajanjana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Hai Gaura Haribo, Haribo. Haribol Nitai Gaura, Haribol Nitai Gaura, Haribol Haribol. Sri Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Gandharachmad Bhagavatam ki jay, Nitai Gaura Vimanandi, Hari 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 Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 24, text number 50. This chapter is entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. Achakshurandasya jatra grinti krishtas Achakshurandasya jatra grinti krishtas Tatha janasya vidusho buddho guru Tata janasya vidusho buddho guru Tvam arakadrik sharva drisham samikshano Tvam arakadrik sharva drisham samikshano Prito gurur na swagatim bubut Satam Brito Gurur Na Swagatim Bhubut Satam Achakshurandasya Jatangrati Kritas Tata Janasya Vidusho Buddho Guru Tamarakadrik sarva drisham samikshano Brito gurur na swagatim bubut satam Devotees. Satam. Matajis. Chakshurandhasya janangrani kritas Tadha janasya vidusho buddho guru 브리토 그루르 나스와가딤 부투 사람 아착수 One who does not have his power of sight. Andasya. For such a blind person. Jata. As. Agrani. The leader. Who goes first. Kritaha. Accepted. Tata. Similarly. Janasya. Such a person, Abhidushaha, who has no knowledge of the goal of life, Abhudha, a foolish rascal, Guru, the spiritual master, Twam, your lordship, Arka, Drik, appear like the sun, Sarvadrisham, of all sources of knowledge. Samikshana, the complete seer. Britaha, accepted. Guru, the spiritual master. Naha, our. Swagatim, one who knows his real self-interest. Bubutsatam, such an enlightened person. Translation. Please repeat, as a blind man, being unable to see, accepts another blind man as his leader. People who do not know the goal of life accept someone as guru, who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. As a blind man being unable to see accepts another blind man as his leader, people who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The conditioned soul, being wrapped in ignorance and therefore not knowing the goal of life, accepts a guru who can juggle words and make some display of magic that it's wonderful to a fool. Sometimes a foolish person accepts someone as a guru because he can manufacture a small quantity of gold by mystic yogic power. Because such a disciple has a poor fund of knowledge, he cannot judge whether the manufacture of gold is a criterion for a guru. Why should one not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from whom unlimited numbers of gold mines come into being? Aham sarvasya pavavo mata sarvam pravartate. All the gold mines are created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, why should one accept a magician who can manufacture only a small portion of gold? Such gurus are accepted by those who are blind, not knowing the goal of life. Maharaj Satyavrata, however, knew the goal of life. He knew the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he accepted the Lord as his guru. Either the Supreme Lord or his representative can become guru. The Lord says, Mam ibaye prapariyante, mayamitam taratite. One can get relief from the clutches of Maya as soon as he surrenders unto me. Therefore, it is the Guru's business to instruct his disciple to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he wants relief from the material clutches, this is the symptom of a Guru. The same principle was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. In other words, one is advised not to accept a Guru who does not follow the path of instruction given by Lord Krishna. Oma gyanati mirandasya gyanyana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prastaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesha Sunyabari Pasityade Chitarine. Mukam Karoti Vatsalam Fam Gumlam Gajate Girim Jat Kripat Mahan Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Achakshur andasya jatagrahani kritas tata janasya vidusho budho guru tanarka driksharva drisham samikshano vrito gurur na swagatim bhutsatam. As a blind man being unable to see accepts another blind man as his leader, people who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master, for you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, here, the Matsya Avatar Leela, it's been discussed. And as in every pastime of the Lord, there are different aspects. The Bhagavatam presents different aspects. Sometimes there's the historical aspect to it. And we have the chronology. We know that Satyabrata Muni is speaking here. And he's speaking to Matsyavatar. So we have the historical aspect. Then sometimes we find other aspects in the Bhagavatam. The philosophical aspects. How is it that God is energetic? How he is a person? How he manifests himself in the different energies? Right? So all the reasoning and logic of Krishna's supremacy are also given in the Bhagavatam. And then we have the devotional aspect, that feeling, the sentiment that a devotee experiences. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is the main purpose of Bhagavatam. That our heart somehow ticks for the Lord, beats for the Lord. Right? Sometimes you have experiences that something scares you. Right? Somebody runs their bike or motor or car close to you, and then your heart, your blood pressure, right? Something happens to you become emotional. You become excited because something terrible almost happened. Right? Your feelings, your emotions are steered. Right? So the Bhagavatam has that purpose to help us to feel for the Lord. So then the teachings of the Bhagavatam become very personal. So the topic here that Prabhupada is referring to is about false gurus. Who is a guru and who is not a guru? So I was reflecting on this topic, and I noticed how when we start talking about some things, for example, the guru or guru tattva, we may tend to distance ourselves. What does this have to do with me? I'm not a guru. And I'm not planning to become a guru. Right? And perhaps many of you are thinking the same. So
I can just listen to this, but this doesn't necessarily have to do much with me. Apart from the fact that we do accept the guru, we do accept someone that knows what's the goal in life, and thus I surrender to that person. So I was researching about this topic and what Prabhupada says. And it's very interesting, the things that Prabhupada has to say. There's a book, actually. It's called All What the Guru and All What Prabhupada Said. I believe that's the title. I think it's compiled by Srila Birabahu Prabhu. Written many, many years back, 20 years back maybe, or more. So it's very interesting what Prabhupada says about Guru. And I was kind of shocked and at being reminded of what Prabhupada has to say. And one of the things that Prabhupada has to say, and perhaps the statement that shocked me the most, although we heard this many, many times, is that Prabhupada says that we all have to become gurus. Yeah? Do we hear that? That means we all. Right? That means you and I. So that changed the rules of the game. I mean, I don't want to make this controversial, please. That's not my intention. But for example, there is some discussion about women, Diksha Guru, right? So that's all what I will say about that. I won't say anything else. I want to save my neck. But I was thinking that since Prabhupada's statement is so true, then why only women? Why not the children? Right? We have Prahlad Maharaj, how old was he? 5. Dhruva Maharaj, how old was he? Huh? So why not children? Diksha Guru. Right? I mean, let's be fair. Let's take Prabhupada's statement, oh, but doesn't make sense, and this and that and the other. But according to the Bhagavatam, what it matters, it's the level of bhakti that we have. So anyone, according to the presentation that Srila Prabhupada makes on the principles of bhakti, everyone can become a guru. Not only can, but should. That is a statement. I mean, if you just do a simple search, you don't even have to have the Vedabase. Just go to Vedabase.com and there's a little feature there, search. And type Jare Deka, the verse that Srila Prabhupada is quoting here. These are the words that Lord Chaitanya expressed. Jare Deka, those who speak some Bengali, what Jare Deka means? Deka, Deki. Huh? Deka, Deki. Whoever you see, or the translation goes, whoever you meet, what do you have to do? You have to present the instructions of Krishna. Krishna Upadesh. And what are those instructions? Prabhupada explains. Bhagavad Gita. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam. He says Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So that means that everyone we see, we should talk about Gita. Everyone we see, we should talk about Bhagavatam. That's Guru. Right? Jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara gyaya guru hana tharaidesh. Right? So that is, at least for me when I was doing the research about this topic, was kind of perplexing. Because now it's not only about them, the gurus, or maybe the future diksha gurus, women, children, whoever, but it's about me. So that is the important aspect of the Bhagavatam. What about me? Right? Because the tendency is about them. It's about Matsya, Satyavrata Muni. I have nothing to do with them. They're very far, right? Many years back, maybe in another platform. Huh? But what is my role in this instruction, in this lila? How do I take this? Right? So here Prabhupada is explaining, and based on the verse, A very interesting Sanskrit, actually. Prabhupada wanted that we read Sanskrit every day. Sometimes for some of us who don't have Indian background, thus we are not so familiar with these languages, this may be somewhat torturous. I don't know, maybe for Chinese or for some other ethnic backgrounds, pronunciation of Sanskrit can be a little difficult. Sometimes it's funny to hear some devotees from different countries pronounce Sanskrit, right? It's interesting. You know, we are international society for Krishna consciousness, so it's meant to. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that sometimes the demigods, they hide two hands, two arms, and they take the form of villagers. Don't ask me the reference, I forgot. And they come with their wives to Navadvip, from what I remember reading. So sometimes I think that they may be, you know, when especially Westerners, Russians, and from other nationalities are walking around and you see the visitors, they're observing you, right? They're just looking at you, every move, right? What sort of shoes do you wear? And everything, you know, it's like amazing. The white dancing elephants, as Prabhupada called them. So this is very interesting because devotion is fascinating, right? We have those verses in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, I forgot the Sanskrit, Acharyabhat. What's that verse? Acharyabhat. Yeah. There we go. Right. So the soul is amazing. Right? That's the line in Bhagavad Gita. The soul is amazing. But what is really amazing is to see the manifestation of the soul. And the true manifestation of the soul is bhakti. Right? That is the true manifestation. Otherwise, we stay in the mental or intellectual platform. You see a dead body, right? Sometimes in Mayapur, right, people passes away, right? It happens. They have a glorious passing, Mayapur, Vrindavan. Sometimes we see and then the body is taken to the Ganges, devotees chant and do all the rituals. But it's amazing to see that the body is there in a day or 2 days, you saw the same person walking around, maybe you were talking to the person. So it's amazing. Srila Prabhupada says that when his mother passed away, that was a big turn in his life. He expresses that he was shocked. The person that loved me so much, cared for me. You know, Prabhupada's mother had some vows. You must have heard about this. She would lead with the left hand, right? Until he was able to ask him, Mom, why are you eating with the left hand? So, making that vow, she wanted to ensure that at least he will reach that age. Those who have children, you can imagine that. Right? And then she will do certain things. I think she put some, I don't know, saliva or something on his forehead. Some things like that, you know. You may say superstition, whatever, but out of love. Right? So, when she passed away, Prabhupada was shocked. I think he was 14 years old. I was like, oh, it's a realization. Actually, the philosophy becomes a reality. The person is gone. So that is amazing. Right? You know, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains that the Lord gives three types of knowledge. Right? It's like the Bhagavad Gita is like a mountain. So you keep going higher and higher. So the first part, Prabhupada says this in, I think, 9.1 and 2. He explains this point. He says, confidential knowledge, it refers to knowing that you are not the body. Yeah? To know about the soul, that's confidential. Right? And then you have more confidential. Yeah? There are many people, it's very popular nowadays, just to know that you're not the body. It's like the big thing. there are web pages and there are companies and people sells books and so many, just with that we are not the body, we are the soul. And then they have so many speculations. We are one, everything is love and connection and all those words that are becoming very popular nowadays. But more confidential, Prabhupada explains, it's to know that the soul is active. Okay, that's more confidential. You can check it, 9.1 and 9.2, Bhagavad Gita. So, the soul is not just some idea or something floating somewhere, some vague concept, some esoteric principle. The soul actually has desires and actions, constitutions, right? But what is most confidential? Prabhupada explains. What is most confidential? Chapter 9, right? What is most confidential? Devotional service. Not only that, pure devotional service. So this is the Bhagavad Gita. This is what Krishna presents. The highest knowledge. And the Bhagavatam, it's an implementation of that concept. What's the last verse? Pretty much the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Paritaya, right? We were hearing from Prabhu yesterday. Surrendered unto me. How do you surrender unto him? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for Mataji? Surrendered unto me. We always hear this word, right? Surrendered unto me. What does it mean, surrendered unto you? For each one may mean something different. We have different services. But there's one common principle. The common principle of surrender, surrendered unto me, Krishna says, is I will do what my Lord wants me to do. That's a simple principle. So somebody has to go and wash pots, somebody has to go and collect money, somebody has to go and clean some area, or worship the deity, or preach, or sell books, whatever. But the principle is, I want to please you. So in this context, very interestingly, Srila Prabhupada, as you know, when he got to Vrindavan, after his family life was finished, he wrote a poem, we may call, it's kind of a poem, an essay in a poetic form. It's called Vrindavane Bhajan. Right? Some of you have seen that book around. In the poem, it's a part of it. It's included in some of the biographies, Lilamrita and others. But the full book, I forgot how many, I think it's 108 stanzas or something, contains all the principles of Krishna consciousness, all the philosophies there, realized by Prabhupada. Right? The whole philosophy, it's included in that poetic expression of Srila Prabhupada. And the first thing he says, is that now everything is finished. My family is finished. Where are my friends? Where are my sons and daughters? Doesn't he say that? And he quotes that famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyaham anugrihinami. Everything is finished. So I understand that this is your special mercy, Prabhupada explains. That's how he starts. Good starter. Prabhupada was a wonderful presenter. You know, in a presentation you're supposed to impress your audience from the start, so everyone at least remains awake for some time. Right? That's the first challenge in Bhagavatam class. So Prabhupada starts like that, his poem, Vrindavane Bhajan. And I forgot the exact number, but towards the end, maybe two-thirds into it, there is something very incredible that Prabhupada presents. And this is something that I really treasure from Prabhupada's brilliant presentation of devotion. You see, devotion is something that it's meant to give you perfection, to give us perfection, correct? And we hear so many things, so many instructions, day after day. Right? Thousands of classes. If you are a faithful sadhaka, in a couple of years, you will hear thousands of classes. Correct? Morning, evening, during the day, etc. Thousands of classes. And then there are so many details, practices. You have to do Tulsi Parikram how many times? 4 times. And then you walk around the deities. And then you do this Parikram, that Parikram. You do this fasting, that fasting. You chant this prayer. So many things you do, right? But what is the element that makes everything perfect? Huh? What is that element that makes everything perfect? Anybody has a guess? Bhakti, yes. I knew that was coming. That was easy. Every time you say bhakti, it pretty much involves everything. But the interesting thing is that Prabhupada says in that book, he calls the mantra siddhi. Huh? Say mantra siddhi, the mantra of perfection. So I remember the first time, maybe not the first time, maybe the third time or so, that I came across that, it caught my attention. What is this mantra of perfection? What if I tell you, Prabhus, I have the mantra for perfection. All what you have done, all the austerities, all the chanting, all the classes, all your sacrifices, with this mantra will give you perfection, right? Give me 500 rupees. Buy me some Mahaprasad. Bless me somehow. The Prabhupada gives that. And that mantra of perfection, he refers to basically the last words that Arjuna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. And what is that verse? What is that line? Karishye bachanam tava se mantra siddhi, Prabhupada explains. This is the mantra of perfection. What does that mean? Now, I mean, many translation that Prabhupada gives in short form is, I'm ready to do as I'm told. I'm ready to follow your words. Right? So that's the beginning of our day. That's the beginning of our spiritual life. And that is the perfection of our spiritual life. The moment that we say, okay, from now on, remember that day? Right? Long hair, beautiful, long hairs. Jelly, that's what we thought. Right? Maybe we were the only ones who thought it was beautiful. Right? Remember? I imagine all the Prabhus with long hairs, especially the Westerners. Right? Kali Yuga, that's a symptom. Longer the hair, more beautiful we think we are. That's for men. And then that day we decide, okay, I shave up. Remember that day? Huh? Ecstatic, isn't it? Right? Felt like a pure devotee. If you felt like wings were coming out of your back. Right? A halo there. You know? In those days, no selfie. Right? For us to... Ch-ch-ch-ch. Nowadays, you know, you can pose. But that feeling, okay, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. I want to do this. I want to join the ashram. I want to take initiation. I want to chant 16 rounds. I want to give my life to Krishna. Right? That is the mantra of perfection. Karishye, I'm going to do. Vachanam tava. Vachanam refers to words. You told me this, I will give you this. Right? And that, of course, is exemplified by Srila Prabhupada. No one else. I mean, we can quote so many other acharyas and we can talk about many great gurus. But Srila Prabhupada was chosen by the agency of providence, by the agency of the Lord, to be the one who represents the highest form of devotion. Because his guru basically gave him one simple order. What was that simple order? Who remembers? Print books, not only print them, but distribute. Preach to the Western countries. Yeah, what else? Anything else? Yes, it's the same. We can go on and on. But it's the same instruction. Just took that one instruction. That one instruction. Actually, he says, all what I know, I learn it from whom? From my father. He said, everything I learned from my father, worshipping Krishna, Ratha Yatra, everything he learned from his father. He dedicates the most important part of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, the Krishna book, the way that he put it, a summarized overview of the 10th canto, Krishna book, famous Krishna book. And he dedicates that to Gaur Mohan De, a pure devotee of the Lord. Right? He dedicates that. It's like a box of chocolate. We shouldn't eat chocolate. But like a box of chocolate. I love you. Here is the box of chocolate. That's right. What's that? I forgot now. Happens in February. Huh? Lover's Day. So there it is. Huh? One instruction. Print books. Just one instruction. Karishye bachanam tava. I will do it. It took him many years. But he said, many times Prabhupada said, I was always thinking of the instruction of my spiritual master. So we may take long time to get it right. Right? I remember when I was young. When I was little, I went to New York and I saw the devotees. That was 1971. I was a little thing, 7 years old or something. Right? I saw them 2 or 3 times. I saw them in Los Angeles. Maybe some of you were around there. Saw the great heroes, Prabhupada disciples. And I was fascinated. I was thinking, gee, who are these people? Chanting, shaved head, mostly dressed like Prabhu. Like angels, no kurtas, right? Those were the days, isn't it? You see them in the photos. Strange colors, right? Not like now, paka, saffron and all that. Just like strange colors, everything floating like that. I saw them like angels, floating angels. So many things were happening in those days in New York. I lived there for a while and also in LA. And I remember when I was little, New York was very fascinating. Huh? And I remember walking. I used to be a fan of pizzas, as some of you are. I'm not anymore. I'm over it. So, trying. And I remember walking through these Italian, the proper Italian pizza. Italian pizzas in New York are famous, right? It's famous. I mean, many places, but New York, Italians. So then I saw them, how they will roll the dough. And they will do certain tricks. They will handle the dough in such a way that they whirl it up. Right? Have you seen that? Right? So they do it like this and it goes up. And sometimes it sticks up on the ceiling. Right? And like magicians. And I would, like a little kid, you know, watching through the glass window. And I'll ask my auntie, Auntie, what are they doing? And I remember what she said. They are getting it right. That's what she said. They are getting it right. So if it sticks, I don't know, I'm not an expert. My wife is an expert pizza cook. We get it right, sticks in a certain way. Right? Each prep has its own trick. So in the same way, our devotional service, I can talk for myself, you know, still doesn't stick. Right? I keep trying. But there is faith. The association of the devotees, the example of Srila Prabhupada. Where else? The previous verse, Pancharana Prabhu was saying yesterday, the blessings that you can give. He's talking to Matsya, who he has accepted as guru. The blessing that you can give, right, is tens of thousands more than any other blessings. Right? That was the verse yesterday. It's not a comparison. So we may struggle in devotional service. We may fail sometimes in devotional service. Sometimes there are fights. Huh? You heard about that one? Politics. Right? Fall downs. Right? It happens. Now we are 50. How old are we? Meaning the movement. I'm not asking personal questions. 52? Huh? 52. Now, so we are mature. So many things have happened in 52 years. Right? So many lessons to be learned. Right? There's a lot, some people sometimes become disappointed. Oh, there problem here, there was a fight there, this one left, that one left, this happened, that happened. Just open the internet and then you'll get your news, your breakfast news. Right? But at the same time, we can turn all that around and we can learn from all the mistakes that we have committed. Right? It's not a problem, it's an opportunity. Imagine, now our path is clear thanks to Srila Prabhupada and his followers. They did so many things, they made it easier for us. Now you can practically go to any place in the world. I just came from China. Should I say that in public? China and Middle East, shouldn't mention the countries. Right? And it's amazing, everywhere we go, by Prabhupada's mercy, this movement, it keeps exploding. Remember, there's, what's that book? Hare Krishna Explosion, remember? Hayagriya Prabhu put together a book, The Hare Krishna Explosion. Amazing book. All the crazy things that were happening in Prabhupada's times. It was exploding. But we think that happened then, but it still is happening. In so many places. Right? You can catch up, even with the internet. Try to have a search with all the temples, all the deities, all the Harinams, all the festivals. It's impossible. You can spend the whole day in a Ratha Yatra day or Janmashtami to try to see the different celebrations. You cannot catch up. It's exploding faster. Huh? And just to conclude, in the same way that Matsyavatar grew. You know the story. That's the historical aspect of it. Right? It was a small fish, and then it started growing. And then he gave him a pond a little bigger, and then it grew. And it now grew. The pond, bigger. Then what was the ocean, the river? I lost track now. Right? So in 2015, I remember the Navadvipa Parikran arrived, and there at the back, you know, when all the parties arrived there at the back, everyone hugs and ovations and garlands. There was this stage. And according to the count, there were more than 10,000 devotees that day, 2015. And one of the Maharajas, I forgot whom, everyone was glorifying Prabhupada's movement. And they say, one of them said, that the TOBP, although hasn't been opened just yet, it's already small. Right? Because it's supposed to accommodate 10,000 people. Right? But it's already small. It's a problem. This Hare Krishna movement is a big problem. Right? It's already too small. Right? So same thing, this Krishna, he's so tricky. Little fish. Then he outgrew. More and more and more and more and more and more. And then he realized, you must be something, someone extraordinary. You must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because only Krishna can do these amazing things. Far out things. Right? Only Krishna. Who else? Right? I don't mean to offend anybody, but my previous religious experiences were very boring, honestly. Very boring. Right? Go to church, was in Catholic school from kindergarten to year 12. Very boring and sometimes it's scary. That was my personal experience. Maybe yours was different. Right? So, Prabhupada brought us something different, something dynamic, something alive. And he said to Vishnuyan Swami, Krishna consciousness is a festival every day. Right? They used to take the devotees out for Harinam. You know how many hours a day? You know. 8 minimum. I heard 10, 12. Some van will come with prasadam, give some prasadam. You'll come to the temple, sunburn, but blissful. Prabhupada himself was amazed to see the devotion of these devotees. Prabhupada himself was amazed. I remember in 89, I think, there was a Vyasa Puja celebration. Prabhupada Vyasa Puja. And one of the sannyasis from the Gaudiya Math came. Somebody was translating for us. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there. I remember that. And this Maharaj said that there's one thing that ISKCON is famous for. And then I thought prasadam, deity worship, etc. In those days, 89, ISKCON wasn't that opulent as we are now. But he says, Guru Bhakti. He said that. He says, I'm amazed to see these American boys and girls, European boys and girls, with no background in bhakti, with no background of Vedic principles, nothing. Totally foreign, alien to this line of spiritual life. And see how much they are doing. So just to conclude, Srila Prabhupada here explains in the purport that we should know whom to follow and whom not to follow. These expert gurus nowadays, they are very eloquent, they may talk nice words, they may even do some magic. I think that Prabhupada gave so much bashing to this goal making that I think the new gurus don't try it anymore. Right? I know there are new gurus now, have you seen? In internet, YouTube, yeah? In India, famous. They know a lot about politics now, but they don't try magic so much anymore. I think the ones that Prabhupada was mentioning, they already passed on. We know who we're talking about. But the new ones are more word jugglery. I know a few, I've seen a few. Right? But Prabhupada explains, unless you know the goal of life, then you are a fool and a rascal. Bhurijan Prabhu did a search. I forgot now how many times Prabhupada says the word rascal. At least the ones that he found on Vedavase. Right? Rascal. Not a pretty word. Prabhupada, enjoy it. Saying it. In Spanish, it's something in languages, it's called idiomatic adaptation. Sometimes a word that it's not part of a given language becomes part of that language. For example, juggernaut. Right? In English, the word juggernaut, it's introduced, which means something massive, something great, something, yeah? Guru, etc. So in Spanish, they included the word rascal. Rascal means shameless, something like that. And they call it rascalero. I think it comes from Colombia or Mexico. I don't know where they did it. Rascalero. Sounds very proud, but flavor. You are a rascalero. You are a shameless fool. So this is Prabhupada. He came to cut our ignorance. So the question here is, how much, just to leave you a bit hungry, how much are you willing to become a guru? Forget about women Diksha Guru or children Diksha Guru. How much are you willing to fulfill Prabhupada's? How much are we? I'm excluding myself. How much are we willing to make Prabhupada's desired a tangible reality? How much? Prabhupada said everyone. That means everyone. Lord Chaitanya says everyone. Am I willing? Am I committed? Maybe in many, many lifetimes in the future. Maybe. Today. Jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru. Tare deitesh. So this is what Prabhupada has given us. The most confidential knowledge. This is the main medicine, aushadi maya. Right? Medicine has a benefit, but medicine also has side effects. Correct? But this medicine, the only side effect that it has is that it makes you mad. Warning, can cause dementia. You will become mad for Krishna's service, Krishna's Devotees Association, Kirtan, I know Kirtan Mela. Right? Sometimes I know people who comes and stay the whole day. I heard some of the youngsters don't try this at home. They don't even drink water, so they don't have to go to the toilet. You know, it's hard to come in again. So this is madness. Right? It's good madness, though. I work in mental health, so I know what it is. Right? So this is what Prabhupada gave us. We have to accept a guru, but we don't have to accept a guru that calls himself a guru, but he's just expert with words, expert with magic, some gold making. When the logic is that, why don't we accept the original source of gold? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and or his representative. Okay? And the instruction is that Krishna wants us to preach this to others. And as soon as you preach, you become some kind of guru, whether you like it or not. Right? So we stop here, try to be punctual. And if there's any questions or comments or corrections, Prabhu?
Krishna Prabhuji. Sometime on travel, I meet people or disciples of bogus gurus, and they are pretty much brainwashed. So even though I don't say like directly, try to kind of beat around the bush, but try to help. They are so much into what is telling them. How to, you know, help them?
How to help them?
Yes.
So the question is, sometimes we find people who are brainwashed by their own gurus, and although we don't want to offend them, I guess, at the same time we don't want to waste time. How do we do that? Sankirtan champion, he knows better. Sorry. Oh, there you go. I see. You see? There you go.
This is in Australia, 1972 or something like that. And Baba was very popular. Everybody knew about Sai Baba. So in the question and answer time, this gentleman put his hand up just to start a controversy. He said, Swamiji, what do you think? What do you think of Sai Baba? And Sri Prabhupada said, who's that? And that's the reaction. Everybody laughed and the guy sat down. So that's how Prabhupada did it right away.
Right, good one, good one. That's a new one, you see. That's why we have to take advantage of Prabhupada's disciples. They know better. Yeah, sometimes just, who? I was asked that. They asked me about, I mean, I don't want to offend or say the name. Sometimes we have to be careful. But I didn't know that person at that time. I was in America a year and a half ago. The person, what do you think about this guru? And I said, who? Which one? And everyone laughed. But I didn't do it on purpose. Honestly, I didn't do it on purpose. I just didn't. But now I know he's a big, big guru. But that's a new trick in the back for you. Who? Which one? When you say brainwash, I thought of the washing machine. You know, my washing machine broke down. So it doesn't work. So you have to fix it. Put their brains in the proper washing machine that it's working. That's Prabhupada's books. And then their brains will be clean. And then they may understand things. Sometimes. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. I was in a Sai Baba group for 3 years before I joined ISKCON. And you don't have to worry about them. They don't have the answer. And if they're sincere, they'll come to ISKCON. Don't worry.
Okay, there you go. From the horse's mouth. Okay, anything else? Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much for your patience. Forgive me any blunders. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, or Premanandis. Hari Hari.